The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin visits Michigan on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Looking forward to having a great week of preparation and getting our team ready to go over and play a really good, talented, well-coached Michigan team.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to know what kind of problems Chase Winovich creates for an offensive line and how you go about planning to slow him down.
Yeah, well, Chase is he's a heck of a football player, and got a lot of respect for him, and he's talented. He plays the game with great energy, and he's tough to block, he's complimented around him, but he's a heck of a player, when you go against him, you've got to be great in your technique, and you've also got to be great in your effort. He's a heck of a football player.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divide.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. When you look at Devin Bush and Michigan's ability to stop the run, obviously Jonathan's had a pretty good year for you guys, but what are the challenges when you look at Michigan's run defense and linebackers like Devin Bush?
Yeah, well, I think their whole defense is really talented, and Bush is obviously a heck of a football player, and I think I think anytime you face a defense that's talented and well coached, and I think they have great confidence and knowledge, the players I'm talking about, knowledge in their scheme, that they play fast, and so I think the strength of their defense is that they've got a number of talented players, so you can't focus. The previous question was about, Winovich, and then, Bush, and then the next question will probably be about, Gary or someone else. I mean, they've got good players, but I think they're really well coached, and so what's fun is it's team football, and all 11 on offense have to go up and get to go up and compete against all 11 on defense, and it takes everyone to make a play go.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach Chryst. I won't ask you about Rashawn Gary, but I was going to ask you a little bit about – I asked Coach Harbaugh the same question. I'll ask you, you've seen these guys twice up close the last 2 years, and maybe what it does impress you about how Coach Harbaugh is running this program in his fourth season. I know you guys are kind of on the same timeline.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate. I've known Jim for a long time, and we've all, kind of throughout that, we've both been in different roles. He's a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for as a person, as a player, and as a coach. I think right now, I mean, you hope as a coach that, the film kind of tells the story, right? Or your players and how they play. And I think that, Jim's got them playing at a really, really high level. And it's certainly, it's not just Jim. It's, he's got a really good staff. But you got a ton of respect for Jim.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask Michigan player 2, but I'm going to be on offense. What has Shea Patterson's arrival done for the Michigan offense, and what sort of challenge does he provide for your injury-depleted secondary?
Well, I think obviously he's a talented quarterback, and you see that, and yet you kind of like we were talking about, you know, with Michigan's defense, and they've got a – it's not just him, and he's good. I'm not trying to minimize him at all, but I think what makes him effective and their offense, you know, seems to be like they're clicking is they've got a – I think they got a really good line. I think they've got – I mean, the back's talented. They've got, you know, good skill players on the perimeter. And so together, you know, makes them, you know, a really good offense. And I think they can be effective and attack in a number of different ways. And so when an offense has that, you've got to play disciplined, good assignment football. And then, you know, however, whenever the play declares itself, you got to, yeah, rally and get as many hats to the ball as you can. But I think it's, you know, it's Patterson's playing well, and he certainly, you know, can hurt you with his arm, and he can extend plays and can hurt you with his legs. But I think what really is key is that it's he's one of, you know, 11 that, you know, all on the same page, and they're executing, and that's an offense that executes is hard to defend.
And on different subject. College football has seen a couple of coordinators replaced in mid-season, which doesn't happen all that much. And I wonder if in your career have you seen that happen on a staff you've been part of? And what are the challenges of that, or the, you know, how do you see or why does that sort of thing happen?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly I don't know the why in those particular cases. I've not been a part of it personally. You know, with it, I've, you know, in the NFL I was, and it's, you know, it's, it, everyone's got a job to do. And then when there's a change, you know, if you have someone that can step in, you know, much like a player, you know, if you lose someone to injury, you know, someone's got to step in and step up, but invariably others are going to have to, you know, kind of pick up for that person that I don't know enough to speak on the specifics of it, but it's I would imagine it'd be a challenge.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Question for you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, super. Question for you. Now that you know, now that Nebraska game's over, was there any special attachment for you to that game in particular, something that, you know, that was important to you in playing Nebraska? There was a moment after one of the touchdowns that kind of captured a moment of emotion from you, and I'm just curious if there was anything behind that or if there was anything about that particular game or that particular matchup that struck you specifically now that the game is over.
No, it's you know, each game you want your players to be able to take advantage of the moment that is that game, and really the moments that are those plays. And you know, I've never approached the game where it's been about me. You know, I think my job as a coach is how can you help to get all your players ready to take advantage of the opportunity that is playing the game and the competition of it. And no, there was nothing that was kind of personal about that game for me, any different than any other game, and have a lot of respect for, you know, really for the program, you know, Nebraska's program, and that's what I enjoy about the being able to coach in the Big Ten. You know, there's not one team that you go against that you don't have a tremendous amount of respect for, and yet, you know, the personal part of it is you want your players to be able to take advantage of and do the best they can in the opportunity that is each game.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.